I'm Susan Barnett. You're listening to 51%, the Women's Perspective Show.
Karapatan ng tao.
Universal na deklarasyon idiretso siya para itautaw.
Universele verklaring van de rechten van de mens.
İnsan hakları evrensel beyannamesi.
Universal Declaration of Human Rights.
And finally today, it's Art Space. Meet Brenda Ray. She's a one-woman powerhouse who's created an audio art installation that allows visitors to hear the Universal Declaration of Human Rights read in dozens of languages. She's kept it simple, and it's surprisingly powerful.
Valamint egyenlő és elidegeníthetetlen jogainak elismerése alkotja a szabadság.
Nanjalelekile awonke amalunga omdeni wesintu kuyesikelelo senkululeko.
For me, sound in this regard is voices, and when I listen to a voice and don't necessarily understand what's being said, a foreign language, then I'm really just listening to the voice, and I'm hearing that person behind it. There's something. I'm not judging. I'm not reacting. I'm not thinking, what am I going to say? And I hear that person's humanity. And there's something about foreign languages that is intriguing to me, and it takes me someplace. It's like when you look at a painting, there's something that moves you, and you can't really describe what. When I hear a voice, when in this respect, voices reading the Declaration of Human Rights, I'm listening to a culture as well. And without the distraction of visual stimulus. So it really just lets you be in that space of sound where you get a sense of their humanness, of their history, of where they've come from, maybe, or not, really. It's a mystery where they've come from, because you don't know that language, and part of that mystery is appreciating who they are.
Ab alam nanay kullum sab tafatrawi khibratin ma'arinnatin zay gahasu sabawi مسلاتن مقبال مسارات نتعنت فتح سلامن سلزخونة.
When you conceived of this, were you thinking in melodic terms? Because obviously all the content is the same, it's the sound that's different.
Yeah, I wanted it to be something that that people would make people think, maybe hopefully make people take action. Ideally, I would love these voices to be in schools where kids who are surrounded by English and maybe Spanish are now able to listen to languages they never even heard of. So I think it's important to creating a certain awareness in young people about the world around them, the world that is being presented as something to be afraid of. I would love young people to grow up embracing other cultures and feeling like it's something to learn about and to be curious and appreciate and respect these other cultures.
የሰው ልጅ ሁሉ ሲወለድ ነጻና በክብርና በመብትም እኩልነት ያለው ነው የተፈጠሮ የማስተዋልና ህሊናው ስላለው አንዱ ሌላውን በወንድማማችነት መንፈስ መመልከት ይገባል።
Dichiarazione universale dei diritti umani.
የተባበሩት መንግስታት ድንጋጌ ለሰብአዊ መብት.
Giza eskubideen aldarrikapen unibertsala.
Geji domi topdangi yongyeopsaeda.
Articolo 1.
Articolo
Tutti gli esseri umani nascono liberi ed uguali in dignità e diritti.
Siwallad nasanna bekebrna bemebtim ekulnet yallow no. Yetefetro yemastawalna hillinaw silallow.
Alla människor ero födda fria och lika i värde och rättigheter.
Essi sono dotati di ragione e di coscienza e devono agire gli uni verso gli altri in spirito di fratellanza.
Članak 2.
Articolo 2.
Anquets clitte.
Ad ogni individuo spettano tutti i diritti e tutte le libertà enunciate nella presente dichiarazione, senza distinzione alcuna per ragioni di razza, di colore, di sesso,
bez razlike bilo koje vrste, kao što su rasa, boja, pol, jezik, vjera, političko ili drugo mišljenje, nacionalno ili društveno porijeklo, imovina,
ከግብረሉ ናይዞም አብዚ ደንጋግ እዚ ተዘርዝሮም ዘለው ሁሉም መሰላቱ ነፃነት ተጠቃሚ እዩ ብትወሳኺ ሓደ ዜጋ.
Brenda Ray is an audio engineer and creator of the World Voices Project, which is at the South Street Seaport in New York City until August 3rd. For more information, you can go to her website, worldvoicesproject.org. That's it for this edition of 51%. Next week, we'll look at women under the influence, successes and tragedies when our lives change direction because of someone else. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments about today's program or ideas for future shows, please email me at sbarnett@wamc.org. For 51%, I'm Susan Barnett.